It's the second date update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Okay, up next, and it's been way too long for my taste since we've had a second date come to fruition. Maybe Sarah is the person we need to talk to today to make that happen. Sarah, how are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So why don't you tell me about this date you went on with Greg? Go ahead.
Okay, so I matched up with him online, and we started messaging back and forth. And we were going to meet up like about a month ago, but it's like everything kept getting in the way. Things got busy.
Yeah.
And the only good thing was it's like we got to really know each other a lot better because, you know, we were FaceTiming and texting and everything before we actually met in person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, so it was like it was great. We finally did get together. We went out to dinner, went up to the Rim to hang out at the Rustic. Pretty typical stuff.
All right. Not bad.
And yeah. I mean, I live north of there, so we went back to my house afterwards to grab some beers and watch a movie. And at that point, he seemed like he kind of changed a bit. He was seemed like he was kind of bored or I don't know. Anyhow, it was just a little different. And I thought maybe, you know, maybe he was tired and, you know, so I didn't read much into it.
Right.
Anyhow, he went home. Good date. I had a great time, but I haven't heard anything since then. So I'm hoping you guys can help me figure out what's going on.
Hey, well, Sarah, I hate to hear that, number one, but we absolutely can figure that out for you. I like that you went immediately to tired. Some people discount that. They try to pack a bunch of stuff into a date, and they forget that people run out of steam. But then again, I don't know if that's a reason not to, to get back to you. So let's figure out what the story is. Get Greg on the phone. Talk to him at 725.
It's the second date update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Well, we talked to Sarah a few minutes ago, wondering what the story is after a nice evening. It sounded like a very nice evening up at the Rim with Greg. Greg, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Thank you.
Well, no, thank you, man. And now we're going to thank you, actually, for being on the show with a fantastic prize. We have an amazing second date package all lined up for you. We pay for everything. The only catch is you have to go on a date with a person that you have been on a first date with already, and we get to pick that person. That person in your case is Sarah. Do you remember Sarah?
Yeah, I remember Sarah.
All right, I don't get a lot of enthusiasm here, but why don't you tell us what the story is? What's going on with Sarah?
There were a few things in her house that made me think that she might be a little too crunchy. kind of like hippie-ish.
Like crunchy.
Like
crunchy.
She's a little bit too hippie-ish for me.
Okay.
If you get that.
Well, how did you gather that information?
Well, we went back to our apartment after we went to the Rustic.
Right, right.
And I needed to use the bathroom. And so I went to the bathroom, and when I go in there, I saw there was this, like, weird little basket thing on top of the toilet, and I looked inside of it.
Okay.
And it was filled with, like, folded rags or something. And then I looked on the trash can onto the side, and there was a bunch of them rags in there. So, like, later that night when I got home, I Googled it.
Okay.
And I think she uses... We're on the radio. I don't really know how to describe this.
We'll take your best shot.
Family cloth.
Family cloth.
Family cloth.
No. No. Oh,
geez. Oh, by the way, just before we get into this too far, Greg, Sarah is on the phone. Family cloth. What did you learn about this family cloth thing?
Yeah. So it's a whole system where you use the cloth and then you wash. Use the cloths, you know what I mean? And then you wash them and use them again instead of buying toilet paper.
Instead of toilet paper?
Toilet.
Okay, look, in fairness, there is toilet paper for guests. It's just not what I happen to use.
No!
I mean, toilet paper is wasteful. It's not good for the planet, and I don't use it. I mean,
what?
I do a lot of things. Just to be mindful of my impact on the planet, that's one of them I started doing a few years back. Plus, you end up saving a ton of money. It's like you don't realize how much you're spending on toilet paper that you're just tossing down the toilet.
You've been using those for years?
For years.
Not those rags. You get new ones when they start to wear out. But
okay.
Yeah, you use them. They get washed. You use them again. It's way less wasteful.
But it's way more gross. You put them in your washing machine with your clothes?
Good question.
No. I use a separate load. I bleach them. It's like, you know, like cloth baby diapers. I mean, that's the basic idea. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the big deal is. It's not gross. It's just a different way of doing it. It's like a lot of people I hang out with switch to this. I mean, I got so many people onto doing this after the toilet paper shortage during the pandemic.
You what?
I mean, it makes sense.
Whoa, no way. Absolutely not. I don't care what it came down to.
Look, you're coming across as, like, really judgy right now. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't do something so simple that can have a big impact on our environment. It'll save you a lot of money long term. I'm not forcing this on you. I mean, this is my choice for me and for the planet.
Okay, I hear you. I don't want to be judgy of this. Greg, she's right. She's not forcing this on you, and she does have toilet paper there for you if you're at her house. Now, can you put this aside and go on a second date with Sarah?
I hate to be quote-unquote judgy, but I just can't get that out of my head. I'm sorry. No.
All right. Well, Sarah, I'm sorry. And again, I'm shocked. I hope it doesn't come off as judgment. If it works for you, I'm thrilled. But thank you guys so much for being on the show today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.